From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns welcoming you once again to Let the Bible Speak, as we continue our study of the law of God. For a number of weeks now, I have been engaged in an overseas preaching tour. That has led to a temporary change in the format of the program, as I haven't been able to record the commentaries on the hot topics that we usually cover here on Let the Bible Speak. However, the change may actually have been a benefit, as the temporary format has given us a lot more time to devote to each day's Bible study. And that's helpful in our present study of the law of God. As we continue that study, we come today to consider the second great commandment of the law, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So, stay tuned for today's broadcast. Many of you have been good enough to write or call us to express your gratitude for the program. I have been greatly heartened by your response, which is vital for the continuation of any radio ministry. This is a two-way street, and it's essential that we hear from our listeners to know that the Lord is blessing and using His Word. We try to make good, helpful resources available to you free of charge, and I trust that you will be able to avail yourself of them. Remember the various special messages on cassette or CD that we have mentioned, for example, the Lives of the Great Reformers and Dr. Edward Panosian's message on Islam. Remember also our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, which always makes good reading. And, of course, our monthly Let the Bible Speak audio magazine, a CD or cassette with testimonies, Bible studies, and music to bless the heart that will come to you each month. You may obtain any or all of these by writing or calling us here at Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our toll-free telephone number is 866-877-LTBS, 866-877-5827. Remember our website, ltbsradio.com, ltbsradio.com. There you'll find many items of interest, including our broadcasts, our commentaries, both in audio and text versions, and, of course, our internet bookstore. And there also, you can email me directly. You can use the ltbsradio.com site to send your emails to me. So make sure to visit us today.
Receive my sight.
Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Who is my neighbor? Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his own precious word, for his name's sake. We have read in Luke 10 tonight, though for the last couple of weeks our text has been taken from Matthew 22. The words are the same, but we have taken them from Luke 10 because of the fuller exposition of them here. In Matthew, we have the Lord Jesus speaking to the lawyer. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We have noted already that the Lord, in summing up the Ten Commandments, does so by using the word love. And he gives us the command to love God, consequently to love ourselves, and to love others. We have looked at the first two. And tonight we come to this commandment, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. 7 times in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit records that law, that commandment of God. 7 times in the New Testament, he states, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The Lord Jesus Christ plainly states the commandment in the text in Matthew 22. The Apostle Paul used it to sum up the entire second table of the law, our duty toward men. The Apostle James termed this particular commandment the royal law according to the Scriptures. And he said, You do well if you obey it. Now, the first place this commandment arises is not in the New Testament at all, it's in the Old Testament. Moses first gave it, as we have it in Leviticus 19 and verse 18. And while that's the only occurrence of the actual words, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, in the Old Testament scriptures, The law of Moses and the message of the prophets were founded on that precept. And in many ways, they are just one prolonged exposition of it. If you look at the law, you'll find that its strict standards of honesty and integrity in our dealings with others, its protection of the most vulnerable members of society, the poor, servants, strangers, and hired helps, and even its care that no one's person should ever become vile and loathsome, not even the person of a criminal who has merited being lashed. Its careful protection of all these people is an application of this central theme: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So that when Christ said these words, and when others spoke them in New Testament times, they were not teaching something new. Although, mind you, the Lord Jesus was setting the commandment in a very new and in a very clear light. When He said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, He made it very, very plain that love for your neighbor depends on your loving God, and it is subject to your true love for God. And He not only gave that by way of a commandment, but He illustrated it in this story that we call the story of the Good Samaritan. I'm not going to retell the story because it has been perfectly recounted for us in the few verses we have read tonight. I want us this evening to consider this love of neighbor. There's a very important lesson. It's this: you express your love for God, at least in part, by how you love other people. And you measure your love for other people by comparing it with your love for yourself. Think of that very carefully. You express your love for God, at least in part, by how you love other people. And you measure your love for those people by comparing it with your love for yourself. With that in mind, I want us tonight to think about loving our neighbor. As I've said, the Lord Jesus gives us in Matthew a precept. And in answering the lawyer in Luke chapter 10, He gives us a parable to illustrate the precept. And I want us to take them one at a time. The precept. Now the words are not very difficult to understand. Thou, you know who that is. He's talking to you. This is not for the person next door. This is not for everybody except us. This is a personal word from the Savior to every single one of us. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the precept. Can I start off again this week as I did last week in a different connection by pointing out that the man who would best serve his fellow man will first love his God. The man who would love men and love those in need and do good to a world that needs all the doing good it can get, that man will best serve men by loving God. The man who is an enemy of God, a hater of God, a despiser of Christ, a rejecter of the gospel, a blasphemer of the blood, that man is inculcating rebellion wherever he goes. And even if he were to bestow millions upon the poor, if he were to educate and house and feed and clothe them, yet by what
he is in himself and by his attitude and actions toward God, he is but making them greater candidates for perdition. Because he'd be using his very beneficence to blind their minds to the need of the gospel and its grace. The man who would do best by his fellow man must first get right with God. That's a wonderful truth. And you know, I don't want to take the time to pursue this thought tonight, but what it is saying is this. That the people who are in the best place, their best position to do the greatest amount of good in the world are Christians. People who are saved, who know the power of the blood of the Lamb, who know what it is to have the joy of sins forgiven, who know what it is to enjoy this life, even as they look for the life which is to come. They are the people who are in the very best place to do good in the world. Sometimes God's people feel very inadequate for the task that God has set before them. Sometimes they feel, I don't have the talent to do all that I would like to do. I don't have the money to do all that I would like to do. Now, talent and money are very useful when it comes to serving the Lord. But let me tell you, there is something greater, and that is a testimony to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let a man be baptized with the love of God. Let the love of God be shed abroad in his heart. Let that man step forth to be a servant of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, he will do good wherever he goes. The greatest good you can do for yourself and for others is to know, receive, love, and serve the Savior. The man who would best serve his fellow man must first love his God. That leads me to say that if you do love God, you should love your fellow man. Now let me make this very clear to you. You cannot love God and be indifferent to men. That's a very bold statement, but it's true. You cannot love the Lord and be indifferent to men and women around you in all their need. The Apostle John put it this way in 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Now that's strong language. You say you love God, but you have no interest in men and women around you. You have no interest in serving them or loving them. God says your love for God is a figment of your imagination. It's a product of your own making. It is a lie, because if you love God, you must love your fellow man. More specifically, if you love the law of God, you must love your fellow man. I got to thinking about this week, it occurred to me that all too often we make, and I say we, I mean Christians generally, but particularly those of us who are fundamental Bible-believing Christians are prone to fall into this sin by the very zeal that we have for the Word of God. But all too often we make our supposed love for God's law an excuse to despise men. We look at those men and what are they? They are lawbreakers. They are vicious sinners. They are rebels against God. And all too often we write them off as such. Whereas in reality, that's all the more reason why we should love them with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's an important lesson for us all. We can take it to the workplace. We can take it in our dealings with sinners generally. We can bring it into the home. There's a lesson here especially for Christian parents. If you set out to deal with your children by a law that excludes the love of the gospel, you will fail to teach your children either law or gospel. That truth will carry over beyond the home to every other area of life, because love is the fulfillment of the law. The Bible teaches me that hatred and hatefulness are marks of the world. They are marks of sin. Titus chapter 3 verse 3 puts it like this: "For we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy." Hateful and hating one another. That's the way we were before we were saved. But grace changes all that. Now, what's the opposite of that? According to that teaching, Christians should be both lovable and loving. Now, those are strange words, unfortunately, in the pulpit nowadays. You say you're a Christian. Well, just take those two words I've used and start applying them to yourself. How lovable are you? God's people are called in Scripture a peculiar people. And mind you, as many a time they are. The only thing is, you see, that the word peculiar has a totally different meaning today than it had when our translators translated the Bible. Then, it meant they were a special treasure. It's the meaning of the word peculiar. They are a special treasure to God and to each other. Now, peculiar means odd, strange. And I fear that very often that's the only kind of peculiarity you get among many Christians. Christians should be lovable people. It should be hard to dislike a Christian. Now, the ungodly will do that anyway, no matter how hard it is. But it should be something they have to push themselves to do, and it will be a response to your stand and your love for God. But as a character, your entire character should be something lovable. When you bring this into the home, for example, this should be the overriding character. You'll not have love at the heart of a home unless the characters in that home are lovable characters and then loving characters. Lovable and loving. In the home, in the church, in the workplace. According to Titus 3 verse 3, that is the description that should mark the people of God. So, if you love God, you should love your fellow man. You're not to be bitter. You're not to be spiteful. You're not to be hateful and causing hatred. Furthermore, you must not limit this love to a few, but bestow it generally on all men. The Lord Jesus says, love your neighbor. He even goes further, and in Matthew 5:44, he says, love your enemies. Paul told the Christians, pray for all men. Peter warned servants whose masters were difficult to get along with. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward, also to the perverse. You see, we must show that love to all men. Why? Very simply, because they are men. It's the community of the same human nature that's the basis of this commandment. And that community of nature reminds us that men are the special objects of the grace of God. And God can take our loving witness for Christ, and He can reach out to the hardest, the blackest, the darkest sinner in creation, and turn that man to make him a saint of God. On that basis, therefore, we should love not just the few, but generally our neighbors.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.